Tears of the Giraffe, page 98. Mara Motswe is a famous detective from Botswana. She investigates the disappearance of a young American. In the following two passages, she is talking to her secretary, Ma Makutsi.
Ma Ramotswe put down her mug of tea and reached into the pocket of her dress. "I also found this," she said, extracting the folded newspaper photograph and passing it to her secretary. Ma Makutsi unfolded the piece of paper and smoothed it on the surface of the desk. She studied the yellowing image. There were two men in the front, standing next to a woman. Behind them was another man, his face indistinct, and a woman whose back was half turned. The names in the caption referred to the three in front. Cephas Kalumani was a tall man, with slightly gangly limbs, a man who would look awkward and ill at ease in any photograph. Ma Soloi, who was standing next to him, was beaming with pleasure. She was a comfortable woman, the archetypical hard-working Motswana woman, the sort of woman who supported a large family, whose life's labour, it seemed, would be devoted to cleaning. Cleaning the yard, cleaning the house, cleaning children. This was a picture of a heroine. Unacknowledged, but a heroine nonetheless. The third figure, Oswald Ranta, was another matter altogether. He was a well-dressed, dapper figure. He was wearing a white shirt and tie, and like Ma Soloi, was smiling at the camera. His smile, though, was very different. "Look at that man," said Ma Ramotswe. "Look at Ranta." "I do not like him," said Ma Makutsi. "I do not like the look of him at all." "Ma Ramotswe," said Ma Makutsi quietly, "I have all the information you need." Ma Ramotswe looked up sharply. "Information about what?" "Oswald Ranta. He is living here in Gaborone. He is a lecturer in the Department of Rural Economics in the university. The secretary says that he always comes in at 8 o'clock every morning, and that anybody who wants to see him can make an appointment. You need not look any further." Ma Ramotswe smiled. "You are a very clever person," she said. "How did you find all this out?" "I looked in the telephone directory," answered Ma Makutsi. "Then I telephoned to find out about the rest." "I see," said Ma Ramotswe, still smiling. "That was very good detective work." "I am happy that you are pleased with my work. I have always wanted to be a detective." Ma Ramotswe thought about her secretary. She was a good worker and intelligent. And if it meant so much to her, then why should she not be promoted? She could help her with investigations, which would be much better use of her time than sitting at her desk waiting for the telephone to ring. They could buy an answering machine to deal with calls if she was out of the office on an investigation. "You shall have the thing that you have wanted," said Ma Ramotswe. "You will be promoted to assistant detective as from tomorrow." Ma Makutsi opened her mouth to speak, but the emotion within her strangled any words. "I am glad that you are pleased," said Ma Ramotswe. "You have broken the glass ceiling that stops secretaries from reaching their full potential." Ma Makutsi looked up, as if to search for the ceiling she had broken. There were only the familiar ceiling boards. But the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel itself could not at that moment have been more glorious in her eyes, more filled with hope and joy.